Okay, up to Perek Yutes. Perek Yutes, we are up to Pasuk Tes. Perek Yutes, Pasuk Tes. Eev here is continuing to describe in great detail his the way he feels. He has complaints against his friends. His friends accuse him for something he did not do, and he describes his matzav, his pitiful matzav. And yesterday we learned how he cried. We learned some powerful words of Epicurus, where he said, "If I cry out and demand, I cry out chomos, no one answers. I cry out, there's no mishpat. My road of life has been sealed, has been blockaded, and everything is dark." Again, now he continues his relationship with his family and with society, and his servants, and even some with his grandchildren. According to Rav Schwab, there's a reference here to his grandchildren, that although his children were killed, the seven children were killed, but it appears, from what we're aware of, Shabbos Medayik, is that he still had grandchildren, and his grandchildren distanced themselves from him because of his pitiful state. So let's see. You, I have complaints against you because you have taken away my honor. You remove the crown of my head. Some people, this is the main thing in life. Everything in their life revolves around kavod. I don't know if you've ever met some people like that. Everything is about kavod. Money is nothing. Kneged, they're yearning for recognition and honor. And here Eev complains that my kavod has been removed. Pasuk Tes in the Mitzudos. Hivshet, Heser, Kvodim, Yolai. Some of these things are easy until we get to the end of the parak, then they get very hard. Okay, let's go very quick. Hivshet, Heser, Pasuk Tes in the Mitzudos. Hivshet, Heser, Kvodim, Yolai. Vani Levuz, Be'ene HaKol, I am a disgrace in the eyes of all. Ateres, Roshi, Roslemar, Memshalti, my control. Ateres means my Eev, I guess maybe was the CEO of his company. I no longer have that honor either. Pasuk, let's see, Rashi, Pasuk Tes. There is no Rashi. Pasuk Yud, but Yatz Yitzseini Saviv V'Elach, you have crushed me, or you have shattered me. The word Yitzseini, the Mitzudos, there is no Mitzudos seal. We'll see, you have shattered me from all sides, V'Elach, and I go. You have removed like a piece of wood my hope. Just like a person takes a piece of wood, tree out of the earth, you uproot it. I've been uprooted. My hope has been uprooted from beneath the earth. Let's see. Mitzudas Pasuk Yud. Yitzeseni. Notatz oisi mi saviv. You shattered me. Vani holech nosutz. I walk crushed. My walk, the way my walk is broken. And there's no hope. I have no ability. There's no hope for healing. You shall shatter their idols. Yeah. Okar mimeni tekvasi, you have uprooted my hope. Kimo hamesia, a person who uproots, who moves, la kor eitz ilon mimekoyma shelo yoshev ul lemakom lesok oyshuv kishye lemakoymoy lesok oyshuv kishye kain lo yekave o lachzol lekadmusi. Just like if you have a tree here, when it says kor eitz kain, according to Rashi, which means a tree. Just like if you uproot a tree, there's no, you can't put the tree back in its place. So likewise, that is the situation I find myself in. Rashi vayasa loshna kira, to uproot, just like the Mitzudos, you have uprooted my hope, just like one uproots a tree. Pasuk Yud Aleph vayachar olai apo, you Hashem have kindled your anger against me. Vayachshaveni lo kitzarav, and it's as if you considered me to be your enemy, your arch enemy. Mitzudos Pasuk Yud Aleph vayachshaveni yachshav osi ki ilu hayisi mi mitzarav. It's as if I'm one of your enemies. We had that many times before. Eev says I'm an oyev. Maybe you made a mistake between the name Eev and the word oyef, Eov accused Hashem of making this mistake. So here it's just another form of saying the same exact thing. The Ali de ze yirbe l'hakos be you continue to punish me. Rashi pasuk yud aleph, there is none. Pasuk yibes yachad yavohu gidudov. Gidudov means troops, a battalion, an army. And here we're using this as a metaphor for suffering. Hashem sends all different. There's like there are different types of soldiers, different types of skills. So too, there are different types of forms of suffering, different diseases. Hashem is sending against me His troops. This machla, and this tzara, and that tzara. They're all coming directly against me. Vayasolu olai darkam. Vayasolu means to pave a path. Their road has been paved, again directed straight towards me. Vayachanu sariv leholi, and they encamp all these gidudof, this army of tzaros, these troops, the army of tzaros. Sorrows have encamped around my tent. They're waiting to cause me more pain and suffering. Pasuk Beis, the Mitzudos Yachad, Kol Gedudei Hamachoivos. All of the troops of suffering, Bo Ka'achas, they come in one shot. The whole Chubederch Selula Uchavusha, and there's no impediment. It's not like they're traveling through the forest. The troops are traveling on a paved, clean, clear road. V'lotoha Mimihem Aderch Mahalcha. None of these sorrows miss their mark. They don't make a mistake. They don't go off the road. They machoinim sav lahali, and they encamp around my tent. And they do not believe. Basically, he's giving these metaphors describing his pathetic state. Okay, now he describes his relationship with his environment, with his family, his wife, his grandchildren, his friends, his servants. He describes in very great detail. It's very, very frightening. Many people relate to this. People, Rahman al-Sulam, have tzaras, and they deal with their family and their friends. All of a sudden, they find that no one wants to have anything to do with them. Achai me'olai hirchik. My brethren over here seemingly means. By the way, just one word. Rashi by a solo loshon sila road. The same thing as Mitzudos, that the road has been paved. The road is a paved road, and the tzaras are marching on this road towards me to attack me. Kipasu gimel acham elai hechiku. My brethren from upon me have distanced themselves. The yodai and my yodai, my friends. Another word for my brethren. Ach only zoru mimenu have become strangers. A zor means a stranger. They treat me as if they don't know who I am. Pasuk Yudbeis Yud Gimel in the Mitzudos.
It's strange
from me. Achai gedudei hamichoyv. The intensity of the pain. The troops, which are compared here to different forms of suffering, hirchiku, due to the suffering, me'olai eskrovai, they have caused my relatives to distance themselves from me. Kibavuram, because of my suffering, yachshavuni l'rov pesha, they assume that since Hashem has brought this upon me, I must be a great sinner. And no one wants to have anything to do with a rasha. V'yodai, and my friends, v'asher ha'yodi l'fanim, those who knew me in the past, hinei ato, lo yidu'uni, they don't know who I am. Behema, they deny they have anything to do with me. Ach zaru v'nisnakru mimeni, they have become strangers from me. Okay, pause.
He's not blaming his relatives, he's blaming the Yidudim.
Well, right now he's describing his matzav. Right now he's just venting. He's describing his matzav. Hashem has brought upon me this terrible suffering, and look at the result. The result is I've lost my relationship, my friendship. I've lost kavod. There are new things that are being introduced in this parak which we have not seen before. One very powerful pasuk is pasuk tes, kavod, honor. I no longer. Some people, you know, there are people that don't care for kavod, and there are people who do care for. Obviously, Eve was one who did care for kavod. The fact that he says kavodim yolai. It meant something to him to be a well-respected person in society, and that covet has been denied from that honor. And now he describes in detail about his friends; they don't know who he is.
Plus, basic honor that he's asking, the dignity.
It's not clear. It's not. It's extra special honor. He sat in the Mizrach, in the Shul, and now they just tell him sitting in the Ezras Nashim. Even that's even worse. The women don't want to see him either. He sits. he sits in the hall.
But you often see like older people.
Yes.
They don't go out of the house unless they're completely dressed in a suit, tie.
also the women dress up. They've got to be completely dressed, covered themselves.
That's right.
So
that's
right. There's nothing to do with extraordinary cover. They want the mishnah.
Dignity. So you're asking what type of dignity? I don't know the answer. Maybe it means both. Over here, there are two expressions. In Pasuk test, there is kavod kivodi, and there is ateres roishi. Maybe these two expressions allude to two different types of honor. There is normal, basic dignity, human dignity, kavod habrios, basic human dignity every single human being is entitled to. And then there is special honor, which is bestowed upon great people. So maybe here in the pasuk, when it describes two different forms of honor, maybe it's referring to both. That his matzav has denied him of the basic human dignity and denied him from the extra kavod that he normally would receive. A person of his wealth and stature and reputation would receive. Both have been removed from him due to his situation. Now pasuk Gimel Rashi, achai achzaru loshen achzar. The word zaru, according to Rashi, is a much more powerful word. It's cruel. Okay, according to the Mesudos, you don't get that sense. According to them, it just says they become hisnaku. They become like strangers. Rashi says, achzar, cruel. My friends have now treated me with cruelty. That is a different connotation than the Mesudos. What is the?
Isn't that human way? Everybody loves to hear good news. Nobody wants to hear bad news. They don't have.
Okay, just because they don't want to hear bad news doesn't mean you have to be cruel. You have to be cruel, and you have to ignore. You have to totally make believe you don't know the person. I mean,
if he was complaining all his time to his relatives, and we don't know that. Maybe they just said enough.
Enough is enough. Well, his wife said to that. His wife couldn't take it.
And let them handle your problems.
His wife couldn't take it, obviously. We only have one reference to what his wife says, be mevorech Hashem and die.
Right.
So his wife obviously could not deal with the situation. And we don't know how he spoke to his grandchildren, if he had, and his friends. But these three close friends that came to speak to him, obviously there's a different type of relationship. Now what does Rashi say?
One, yeah. One more thing I want to say. In the Jewish press, they have a magazine every week. They have one featured writer. Her name is Jacobs. She writes always about the caretaker that's taking care of somebody that's ill every week. And the stress, uneasiness, and obviously discomfort, and the bitterness of the caretaker. They didn't buy into that. They have to take care of somebody else.
Yeah, that's right. The Targum says, Chilo Noe, Loshen of Chulin, mundane. That's somewhere in the middle. Okay, it's not like the Mitsudos, not like Rashi, Hisnakru, it's not Achzorios. Chulone means mundane. It's just, they've cooled their relationship with me, and how else do you translate this world? Viode isavidu chilonoe mini. My friends have done chilonoe. How do you translate the word in the Targum? They become chulon. They become like just they separate. They've chilled out. They're not my best friends. It used to be a big gedula. Who's going to sit next to me in shul? Who's going to, you know, by the shul dinner? You know, I used to be hot stuff. Casual, right? Now they've chilled out. I'm just an ordinary guy. I'm not this extra special spark that was with me is gone. Pasuk Yudalet, Chodlu Kirovoi. Now he describes his relatives. There are many different words. I don't know the difference. There's Achai, there's Yodai. Now we have Kirovoi, and another word Umi Yudoi. Four different types of ways of describing friends.
Biological relatives.
So what about Achai? What's that?
Also.
And what is Yodai? And now the word Umi Yudoi. What's the difference between the word Umi Yudoi and Yodai? Similarly, the word Umi Yudoi means it's a closer, has a connotation of a closer relationship. There are the Yodai, those who know me from a distance, and Umi Yudoi, people who know me best, or closer.
Yudoi might be like those who usually hang out with me. Like,
okay.
Intellectual friends.
Acquaintances.
My friends on Facebook. Okay, those who follow me on Twitter. Those umiyud ay shechechuni, no longer they removed.
Mine?
What?
Like, I mean, you die.
The you die.
Two different. The reflexive. Right? Yodai means who know me. And Yodai means whom I know.
Whom I know. The other way around. Okay. Those who I know. I know. I've reciprocated in my relationship with them. So May, you're saying you want to suggest a new feature on Facebook. Two different types of likes. I like and I really like. That's a very interesting idea. Why don't you bring it off?
I hate you. There should be a category of hate.
There's dislike. No, what's that? What is this?
Unlike, but you can't.
Hey,
if you like somebody,
I understand. Okay, I don't know. What?
Where now has a you please
Sterling's face.
Means I don't want to hear from you. You'll never know. You send.
I'm never going to hear from you. Okay. Chaluk Ravai Yudai Shichron. Let's give this pasuk Gidalit. Pasuk Chaluk Ravai Lava Ilai Livakreni. My Kroivai refused to come visit. That's all it says in the Mitzvot. All it says in the Mitzvot. And what is?
Unless they need money or something.
Okay. Pasuk Tesvav. Gorevesi. Now here he describes a new category. He describes the maids and servants. Obviously, he was living during time. He didn't lose all his money. The fact that he has a home and he has maids and servants, he must have something. It's pretty good. Gorevesi, the sojourners. I guess he had guests in his home. The amhosai, my maids, lezor tachshivuni. They consider me to be a stranger. Nochri hayisi v'yenehem. I am a nochri. I'm a foreigner in their eyes. Mitzubos pasuk hasvav. Gewi hadodim bebeisi v'shivcha. Say those live my home and my maidservants. Lezor tachshivuni. Yachshivu esi leish zor. V'hayisi v'yenehem ki ish nochri shelo yodu me'olam. Like a stranger they never knew, they never saw, they never knew from, they never knew about. Okay, pasuk lamed Rashi. Does anything of your pasuk no Rashi? Pasuk lamed tes zayin. La'avdi korosi v'lo yane. I call, I ring the bell, and I expect my servant to come forward. But guess what? V'lo yane. My slave doesn't come forward, doesn't refuse to come close. Bimofi, with my mouth, eschaninlo, I beg him, please bring me a glass of water. But he refuses to serve me. Pasik to Zion in the Mitzudos. Bimopi, af im eschaninlo, befi, even if I beg him with my mouth, vadaber lov rakos, I speak softly, im kolze, lo yoshli, refuses to come close. Pasik Yud Zayin, Ruchi, now he describes his relationship with his wife. He says, Ruchi Zoro Leishti, Vichanosi Livnei Vitni. Now this can mean one of the many things. According to the Mitzvot, it means my desire of marital relations. So Ruchi means my spirit. In this context, according to the Mitzvot, it means my desire to be with my wife. Zoro Leishti, she rejects. My wife finds it to be strange. She distances herself from my overtures. V'chanosi, even though, now this can be pointed to this means, even though when I tell her I'm doing this, I'm trying to beg her, livnei vitni, that I should have more children. He doesn't want to leave this world without children, so he's asking his wife that she should be with him so that they can have more children. No, but she refuses because he is repulsive in her eyes. Let's see Pasuk Yitzan in the Mitzudos. There's more elaboration here. Ruchi Ritzoni Bidvar Hatashmish. My desire to be intimate, Zorali Ishti, is strange to my wife. For lo sa'avela sosa, she refuses to participate. Viavki eschanin lo, even when I explain to her, I supplicate before her that I'm only doing this Lahamid pri beten. I won't have children. Mikol mokom eino nishmasli, she refuses to listen to me. This is the interpretation of Mitzudos. Rashi says Livnei Biti, so he learns a different interpretation. Lo oisam shegodalti bebeisi ki iluhem bonai. Livnei Bitni refers to people living in his home. Lo oisam lo shegodalti, my adopted children. I have in my home adopted children, and when I speak to them, it's a continuation. that you have to add words into this pasuk. You have to repeat the word Zara. V'chanoisi, when I supplicate with libnei bitni, people that are equivalent to children of my womb, meaning they're not my biological children, they are my adopted children. When I supplicate them, when I beg them, they should have something to do with me. They are strange. They distance themselves. Okay, so this is according. We have so far. We have two interpretations. Mitzudos, the will of Nebitni means Eov is asking his wife to have more children and she refuses. Rashi says he's trying to have a relationship with his adopted children. Rav Schwab, I'm not sure where he gets this from, maybe it's on the page here somewhere in the Malbim or the Ibn Ezra or the Ramban, I'm not sure. He says he refers to his grandchildren. Okay, fascinating. Malbim says, grandchildren.
Actually, he gives two children. Either the grandchildren or those children that he had from
another wife, a plakshim. Okay, other plakshim. Okay, so livnei vitni, there are more children. Okay, the children of my bitni is a new way of translating, a new way of describing grandchildren. And my grandchildren don't want to have anything to do with him. He's a disgrace to his grandchildren. I always have a barrel of wine. What does he say? How do you know that you're successful in life? The way you know you're a success is if you're parents. Or, you know, if you, I don't remember exactly, if your grandparents and your grandchildren are proud of you, if your grandparents can look down at you and they can be proud of you in the Olam HaEmes, and your grandchildren can look up and also be proud of their grandfather, that means you are a success in life. If you only have one of those two, maybe your grandparents are proud of you, but not your grandchildren, because they don't associate with anything to do with you, or the other way around, that shows that there is a problem. Real success is both ways. So here he's describing that he doesn't have a relationship with his grandchildren. And that, to him, according to Rav Schwab, is very disturbing. Pasuk Yudches. Gam avilim mo'asuvi. Now this is a very interesting word. Avilim, if you would ask me, I thought it would mean people who are wicked. But that's not what it says. Avilim over here means children, toddlers. Ne'orim, youngsters. Look at the Mitzudos Sion. Avilim, ne'orim. It means young men, the young folk. I go in the street and I try to talk to some teenagers. I try to strike up a conversation with them. They look at me like I'm crazy. They don't want to have anything to do with me. Now, where does the word avilim? How does the word avilim come to mean? Mean ne'orim. So let's see the Mitzudos. I think he elaborates more than Mitzudos. David, gam avilim af hana'orim mo'asubi. The chasher, the young men, they detest me. Kasher akuma lifnehem lechabdam. Even when I try to give them honor, I give them respect. I try to have some type of relationship with the youngsters. I try to give them respect. How do they reciprocate? Vehema yidabu bi divrei buz. They say, old man, get lost, get out of here.
They
have no respect. They speak back with chutzpah, with disgrace. They don't consider my honor to be worth anything. They have no respect. So the word avilim here means unusual word. What does the Targum say? Yan kaya. Okay. He also the Targum also says the word.
Rabbanu says it means the normal definition.
Wicked. The wicked people.
Ibn Ezra tries both of them.
Even the Rishon don't have anything to do with me. At least, you know, the priests have some company. If you may, basically, according to the Ralbag, he's basically saying that if you, my friends, are right, that I'm a Rasha, okay, so the Tzaddikim will stay, but at least I should have good company among the other Rishonim. Among the Mafia, I should be well respected. I'm one of them. Even among the Rishonim, I have no respect. So what will happen in this world? I have nothing. Not by the Tzaddik, not by the Rishonim. Okay, that's a different approach. But according to the... Right. Rashi says, Nivze, what did it say over here in Rashi? Rashi Pasik Yudches, Avilim Wasabi, Nivzani, Be'ene Ne'orim, Kol Shekain, Be'ene Sarm, certainly in the eyes of the princess. According to Rashi, the Mitzudos, and the Targum, it means the young people. They have no respect. Me, according to Ralbag and others, it means the wicked people. Okay, Akuma, when I went with Shulho Pasik, Gamma Avilim Wasabi, Akuma, when I stand up, and I try to give them respect, and I try to respect them, We have to add words into the pasuk according to the Mitzudos. Vayedabru vi, they respond back to me with words of disgrace. The Mitzudos is adding a lot of words into the pasuk to make sense of the pasuk. They respond back to me with words of disgrace. Pasuk Yutes. Tiavuni kol mesei sodi. They detest me. All the mesei means people. We had this word many times in the Sefer. Mesei means people, human beings. That's why we always say misushalach. Right? Why is it called misushalach? It means Mr. Shalach. Misu means a person. Like we, what? B'misei ma'ad, a few people. Misei means many, right. Very good. But it was also used as a prefix. Not a prefix, but as a title. Mister means a person. Person shalach, misu shalach. So misei, so these things, the people of my council, my club. I was a member, my graduating class, my high school graduating class, my college graduating class, my the members of my...
That would be a problem if you went to college right now.
He's already off the derech, off the writers. But the people who are my sodi, my council, my club, the people that I associate with in my life, they detest me. When they have the college reunion, they won't even publish my name has been deleted from the yearbook, because no one wants to even have any record that I even existed. This that I loved once upon a time, things that I loved, how they have turned against me. They have intense hatred for me. This is my lot, my bitter state. Pasuk Yutes in the Mitzudos David. Tiavuni. Kol anshei asosi toavu. See, all people of my council, they hate me. V'zeh kol echad me'emdim po lefonai. Also, according to the Mitzudos, referring to the people in front of him, to his three friends. My three friends who sit before me and are rebuking me, who in the past years were my most beloved. I love my friends. Kol echad me'emdim po lefonai asher hafti me'olam hinein hefchul lai lo'ivim. Look what has become of you, my friends. You become my enemies. V'yicharpu oisi, and you now bring upon me shame and disgrace. Okay, Pasuk Rashi says, there is no Rashi, Pasuk Chaf. Now, I think pretty much he's finished with describing the relationship with his friends. Okay, there's some very interesting psukim here. And now he's going back and describing his physical state. His physical state is very, now the psukim are going to get a little bit more difficult. Let's see, Pasuk Chaf. Be'oiri uviv sari dovka atzmi. Against my skin and my flesh, atzmi, my bones have cleaved. The esmalta, the orshina, the only real flesh left of my body is the flesh between my teeth. In other words, he's basically saying, I'm a skeleton. I'm a shell of my former self. I'm a skeleton.
Skin bones, the skin and flesh.
Hanging. You can actually see the bones, like Rahman al-Stan, the picture we've seen from the Holocaust people, the survivors. No, he's sick. It's part of the illness. Part of the illness is that his body has decayed. His body has decayed, his digestive system is not working, whatever the situation is. But he looks like a skeleton. And so that's why my skin and my flesh have cleaved to my bones. You can make out the skeleton of my body. The esmalata, the only real skin that's left is the or shinoi, is the skin between my teeth. For some reason, that skin does not fall off very quickly. Pasachof in the Mitzudos David, Boiri, Legodel Harazus, due to the intensity of the leanness, meaning the decay and the melting away of my flesh, Dovka Atzmi, Boiri, my bones have cleaved to my skin, I'm sorry, V'alkei Nishar Me'at Min HaBosar, Nidbak Etzem Gam Ha'or, all that's left is, there's nothing of the Bosar left. Because there's nothing much of my Bosar left, it appears that the Etzem and the or, the bone and the skins are cleaving, are glued to each other. V'yismalata, ein misom bibisari. There's no completion. There is no perfection in my flesh. It's all gone. It completely disappeared. V'kulu muka v'nugua. It's all been smitten and destroyed. V'rak, the only flesh that's still left in my body, nim latisi min halakui, what has escaped from the nim latiti min halakui, that has escaped from this affliction. B'habasar hadavik b'sharish hashnaim, is the flesh that cleaves to the root of my teeth, and that's not really called real flesh. That type of flesh, really, the gums really is, because it's like skin. I'm lean from the thickness of my basar. My basar has decayed, and there's nothing left in me. All of my flesh has been smitten with boils and toloim, worms, chutz michanikei shinov, except for the molars or the gums of the teeth. That's the only thing that is left. Okay, pasuk. Now this is a very unusual pasuk. Pasuk Chav Aleph says, "Chonuni, chonuni atem rei." I beg of you, my friends. I beg of you, my friends. Enough is enough. I don't think we've come across such a pasuk yet in Sefer Iyov, where he so directly says to his friends, "Please have rachmanis on me."
Until now, he was always cursing him out. Right?
He was cursing out his friends, or complaining to Hashem.
You
now,
just said that you guys are like a bunch of.
Now he's begging them, "Chanuni, chanuni, unbelievable. Have compassion upon me, Atem, O you, my friends. Kiyad Eloka Nogabi, the hand of God has smitten me." Pasukhaf of the Mitsudos. Chanuni Chusu. V'chomlu olai, show pity and compassion upon me, Atem Reyai. V'lo susifu l'cherponi, don't continue to shower me with disgrace. Kimakas yad eloka nogabi, Hashem has smitten me. V'dai li b'tzar hazeh. That's enough punishment for me. I need some support. I need a support group to help me, and you're not doing your job. Rashi, there's no Rashi. Pasik, so what does the Targum say? This pasik, Chusu olai, atun chavrai, arum mechoso, da Hashem krevas bi, the maka of Hashem has touched me. Okay, pasik habes, now he just complains more. Lama tir difuni, kamokel, why are you pursuing me like Hashem? Just because Hashem is inflicting me with pain doesn't mean that you have to do the same thing. Who told you? This is a very powerful pasuk. Just because you see a person is suffering doesn't mean you also have to join in the effort. Why did... From the fact, now here you have to eat some words to understand this pasuk. The fact that just by observing that my flesh has decayed and I suffer, lo sisbo, is that not enough to satisfy you? If indeed you want to have satisfaction that I've been put down, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has punished me for these imaginary sins that you believe I've committed, that should be enough to witness how Hashem has brought upon me suffering. It's not necessary for you to contribute to my suffering by insulting me. Mitzudos Pasuk HaBeis, Lama Tir Defuni Ratzalemar, Lama Titzaro Si, why do you torture me? Bidivrei Chiruf, words of an insult. Kimo Shemitzaro Si Akel, adding to the pain that Hashem has brought upon me, with the bringing of the suffering. You don't have enough satisfaction. If for whatever reason it bothers you to the ends of the world that I should suffer, so just watching should be enough for you. It's not necessary to add. Why do you have to add insult to injury, then pile upon injury?
Hashem gave him the physical problem,
and that's enough.
The mental anguish,
and that's enough, right? So why do you have to add? If you really enjoy what you see, that should be enough to satisfy you. Now here we go to a very important pasuk, which touches upon the essence of Sefer Iyov, where he says, "Mi yitain efo." Efo means however. Mi yitain means if only it could be. However, if only it can be. V'yikosvun miloi, may my words be written. Mi yitain, if only it can be basefer. You have to add some words. The words, you have to repeat the word yikosvun. May my words be written in a book. V'yuchoku, may they be etched in stone.
Okay.
Maybe etched, or maybe another way of describing halavai, my complaint should be preserved. So one day, at some point, in some time, a person will come along and take up my cause and argue my case before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now there's a lot going on in this pasuk, a lot of midrashim. Let's go one thing at a time. Pasuk Gimel number two, David. Chav Gimel, mi yikein eifo, mi yitein liish. It's very, mitzvah is a very simple interpretation. If only there can be a person, vayepo ho'os'o, I can be given a person who will do work on my behalf, lashon of asiya, who will act upon my behalf. I'll have an activist. An activist will work on my behalf. What will this person do on my behalf? This worker and this person, v'yikosvun imri, he'll write down the words of complaint that I have. Han Halavai repeats himself, me tain v'yachuku b'tsefer. If only it can be that a person, I'll be given a person who will etch in a book my complaint. V'ukof al inyin b'mila shenas. This passage repeats the two psukim saying exactly the same thing in two different expressions. Let's go a little bit further. We'll come back to the Rashi in a few moments. Be'et barzel, I need this person to preserve my words forever. And therefore, it's not going to work using a lead pencil, .2. That's not going to work. I need him to use, because pencil, lead will eventually, it will wear out. It's not going to be right. I need him to use an iron pen. The oiforis with lead. I need him to etch with iron into stone, to chisel a permanent mark into the stone, and I want that etch that's been chiseled into the stone to be filled with lead, with black lead, so my words can be seen forever and ever. V'oiforis, with lead, lo'ad, forever, batsu yechotzun, the eight barzel shall be etched into a rock, shall be yechotzun, is to be quarried, is to be etched and filled. Well, you have to really read this very dahar pasuk to read in order. You have to take all the words of the pasuk and make sense. It's as if you say over here, the eight barzel with a pen of an eight is a stylus of iron. Go to the end of the pasuk, yechotzun batsur. Read it backwards. That iron stylus shall be etched, shall be make marks in the rock, and then be filled with oiphores, fill up that etch with black lead, so it can be seen, my words, and that will last lo'ad forever. Halavai, halavai, Hashem should send me a person that will preserve my words. But there are stories, a very fascinating story. I heard this from an eyewitness. He knows the whole story from the Stipler. The Stipler put out, everyone knows, Tekilas Yaakov. Tekilas Yaakov is an amazing sefer, lumdus on the Mesechlis of Shas. So the Stipler, he said that he has his chidushim, and he doesn't know if it's roy flutfus, if it's really necessary that Klal Yisrael should have a record of my chidushim Torah. Are they worthy litfus? And he said, the Stipler said to someone, and said, if Hashem wants me, it should be published. He'll send me the money to publish the sefer. He didn't have a penny to his name.
What?
He didn't have a penny to his name. And then suddenly, in a very short time, someone just drops off at his home exactly the amount of money. This is what they say. I mean, so I wouldn't believe this type of story, but the person who told me the story, I know he was a very honest person, and he had dealings with the Stipler, and he tells me I believe him, because I believe he's an honest person. And like Hashkacha Pratis, the money was sent to him. Someone just out of nowhere came and gave him a gift, exactly the amount of money that he needed to publish one of the volumes of the Kilas Yaakov. And he took the money right away, and he took the song to the printer, and they published the Kilas Yaakov. So here he's saying exactly the same thing. This person, Eve, is saying, listen, I have over here a problem. I have a lot of tsar. I have a legitimate argument. I have things I want to say, and I think when I have my argument and my thoughts, and what I'm going through is worthy of its royal litfus. The world should hear what I have to say. There's what to learn from. I'm an innocent man suffering. There's depth in my words. I think the world should know about this, and it's very sad. I'm going to die very soon, and no one will ever know what happened to me. If Halavai Hashem should send me a person that will preserve for posterity my complaint. The Medrash says, who came along and took up Moshe Rabbeinu himself? Moshe Rabbeinu came along, and that's why it says there's a gzeira shava. I think it's in the Gemara. The Gemara in Bava Basra used these words to prove that Eov lived during the time of Moshe, because Moshe says yitain efo. I don't remember the exact. I don't have the medrash with me today, but there's another part where Moshe also says the word efo. And the Gemara makes a gezeirah shava, efo, to teach us that Eov must have lived during the time of Moshe, because they use the same expression. It's like in every generation there are different, there's a unique vocabulary that's used by the people. And if both Eov and Moshe are using the same vocabulary, the Gemara says that's an indication they live at the same time in history. But the Mefarshim will step further, and they make the connection that it's not just that Moshe lived during his time. Moshe heard that there's this innocent man who's suffering, and there's a lot to learn from the way he deals with his Yisurim. It's not simple. There's great depth in relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, we have not even begun to uncover even a teeny mashu of the depth of Eov's relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and his way of dealing with it. And Moshe Rabbeinu that said, that's right, I want to be your man. I will be your man, I will take your words, I will preserve it in a sefer called Eov. Okay, let's take a look at these two. Well, what are they using on the sefer? Yeah, in America also.
In Eretz Yisrael, they fill it with lead. Here in America.
Right, so I was involved with someone who did a matseva here in America, and they told her, this is an almana, they told her that not to fill it with lead, because that's only by the Hasidim. I'm listening to this.
You see in Eretz Yisrael more than you see
yeah.
in America.
Yeah.
Especially with the flat ones.
I put lead on top because the sun beats down. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I don't know. So there are different customs. If you do fill it with lead, even in America, you can do it. You also fill it with lead. So yeah, I mean yeah. They chisel it out and they put in the black that's lead inside. All right, let's take a look at these two psukim in the Mitzudos. Stavit pasik, pasik chav gimel, pasik chav dalid. We did chav dalid be'ei barzel. V'yuchakukim be'ei barzel. Let my words be etched with an iron stylus. V'yutach, and afterwards that someone will pour oiferes lead bechalalei hachikikos in the hollow space of the etch, what has been etched in the stone. Laman yihaksav nikar miskayim, it shall last forever. V'yasaksav atzmo, the ksav itself, yechtsavun bitzur, the ksav itself shall be etched in stone. Laman yamoid lo'ad, it shall stand forever. V'yivchonu dor acharon hadin imina. Here is a very scary word. This is the Eov in a very simple translation of the words, where he's bitterly complaining that justice has not been served, and he will die without justice. So maybe in the next generation, and the next generation will review his case, and they'll decide hadin imi. My friends are extremely evil. Look what's happening over here. There's a debate. We learned from Rav Schwab that this conversation between his friends and himself took place in front of an audience. And the audience, all of the reviewers, all of the commentators said, who won the debate? The friends won the debate. Eov is guilty. I remember as a child, I asked my father. I guess there was a debate, a presidential debate. So I said, so my father says that this one won the debate. So I remember I was very, I said, who says he won the debate? It's a matter of opinion. You watch on television, the two sides in the case, and this one won. Who says he won? That's just a matter of your opinion. You think he won, but someone else can listen. Why is it? He says, no, it's accepted. The commentators, the Hamoinam, they it's accepted that this one, conventional wisdom. So that was a foreign concept to me. There's something called conventional wisdom. He won the debate. The conventional wisdom of the time of Eov was that the friends won the debate. Eov lost. Eov lost the debate. Eov is guilty. Eov is saying, in this generation, maybe I lost the debate. But halavai, maybe in 100 years from now, they will review. They'll bring out the records. They'll review the records and they'll declare. You can't exactly have that today over and over. They're always talking about different presidents and different world leaders who had a very bad reputation in their lifetimes, and now they're trying to rewrite history and saying, you know, look back, they weren't so bad after all. It's not necessarily revisionist. Look, in hindsight, everything is different, and that is exactly what Eev here is saying. Halavai v'yivchanu dor acharon. Maybe a later generation will have a different perspective on what has happened. Hadin in me kimod hereo rei lema shabo alai hayisum ba'avur koitzer hestandlus das es Hashem. My friends blame me; they accuse me of my guilt in not trying to understand Hashem's ways. This is his clue. Let's see over here the Rashi. Rashi, these two psukim in Rashi. The eight bar, Zorash elaborates on the style of writing. Yechzevun b'tzur, may my words be etched in stone. The achar kach ma'avina sa'ifere salem. And after the words are etched in stone, they will pour lead upon the cavity. Loseis loosios maresh shichar ruis, to give the letters a black appearance. The contrast lahakidam v'chein derech haikevin. That's the way they write Matzav, as you mentioned. Lo yitochein fer. Now he goes on to lo yitochein lefarish eitch laferes. Maybe someone will make a mistake. They want to translate the word oferes because the construction of this pasuk is obviously very difficult. That's all the pasuk of the Avar. You have to play around with the words. You have to read them in a different order, and you have to add more words to make sense. So maybe someone will come to argue when it says here that the pen is a pen of lead. The word oferes does not mean you will pour lead into the cavity that has been etched by the stylus. But maybe it means you'll take a pen of lead and you'll write with a lead pen, like a lead pencil, right? A lead pencil or a Chinese toy. You're not talking about no, you don't get it? Oh, you'll write with a pen of lead on the stone. So he says, no, don't. That can't be, because that's nonsense. By rubbing lead against a stone, it's not going to accomplish, it's not going to have any kiyum, it's too soft, it's not going to etch the words, it's not going to fulfill the end of the pasuk of Yechatzvun. The pasuk also does Yechatzvun, which means to etch. So the only way we can make sense, the pasuk can say the word of Pharis is not referring to the type of pen, but rather refers to an ingredient that is added to the final product after the stylus etches in the cavity into the stone. We pour it, we fill it with lead. Okay, let's see. What does the Targum say? Okay, no, let's go further. Okay, let's go to Pasek now. Now he describes these psukim get a little more difficult. Pasek of Alf. Vani odati goali choy v'acharoin al ofar yokom. Now, this seems to be contradictory to what we learned before. Before Eov said, Hashem is corrupt. I call out for justice, doesn't answer. I declare that he is corrupt, there's no answer. Here he says, I know that Hashem is the living God. Hashem is Emes. He's having charoto from what he said above. Ivani yodati, I know Goali Hashem, who is my redeemer. He's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Choy, he is alive. He is the living God. The Acharoin, and he will ultimately be the last being Al Ofar upon the earth, Yaakum Atbuhu. Was the first. He created the world. He existed before anything else existed. And when the world comes to its end, whatever that means, he will be there as well, all alone. And that's exactly what he says. The Acharon, Hashem will be the last one, Al Afar, upon the earth, Yokum, he will stand, he will exist. Therefore, Hashem is Chai Lo'ad, Ulenetzach Netzachim, and therefore he has the power to reveal to the world that I truly am a tzaddik. I am a tzaddik that suffers for no reason. Pasuk Chaf Hei in the Mitzudos. Vani yodati, aval lo kein hu. It's not so that I'm wicked, like my friends declare. Ki hein ani yodati, I know for a fact. Shehashem. Okay, the Mitzudos is adding this word into the pasuk, which is very important to explain on the pasuk. We're referring very specifically to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hagoyel Nafshi, Hashem, who will redeem my soul. Lehagia Eleha ha-hatzlochosa, who will bring success to my neshama, who chai v'kayom lo'ad, he is alive forever, v'chasher techrav kol ha'olam. Okay, when the world comes to an end, when will that be? I don't know. Yiskayim hu acharon, he Hashem will exist forever, al ha'ofar, v'imkein, therefore, what's the point of this pasuk? Yoidea ani ma she'efshar lodas. I know what is possible to know. Now, what does it mean impossible? I think what he's saying is it's possible to know is I know that I'm right. I know that I'm right, and I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that I'm right, and I know that the day will come when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal to the world that indeed I am correct. Something along those lines. That's what it appears to say. It's not, the pasuk is very vague. It's very, very difficult pasuk. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi pasuk Chof Hei. Vani Yodati Goel Lichoy. Okay, so Rashi says, Vov Zeh, this vavani choizer lamala. It's going back to pasuk chav beis. Atem tirdefuni. You, my friends, are pursuing me. Right? Pasuk chav beis. Lomo tirdefuni kumoikel. Vani yodati. But I know gali chai. My redeemer is alive. Lipara to punish. Vehu yiskayem v'yamod, and he will exist v'yamod. He will endure. After the world comes to an end, he will remain alive. Now from Rashi, it seems not like the Mitzudos, if I'm not mistaken, that Hashem will punish you. The Mitzudos never said the word punishment. It seems over here that Eve is saying, I know that Hashem is my Redeemer. It doesn't just mean like the Mitzudos, Hashem will reveal to the Mitzudos that I'm right. If I'm right, that means you are wrong. And if you are wrong, you are deserving of punishment for torturing me for no good reason.
Is that what he's really looking for, or just vindication?
Well, that appears to be the difference between the Mitzudas and Rashi. The Mitzudas does not talk about punishment, just talk about vindication. The Mitzudas doesn't talk about punishment. Look back again the Mitzudas. All he says is, that's I know, ani lo kein hu, av lo kein hu. Ki hein ani yodati. It just says it's not so. I know the last words are yodei ani mash evshalodas. That's not clear what those words mean. I don't know. He's not saying what those words mean, but it seemingly he's saying I know that I'm right. That's what it appears. Yeah. There's no reference to punishment here. He's a threat. In Rashi's interpretation, he's threatening his friends. Stop it already. Why do you keep on insulting me? Don't you have enough satisfaction in witnessing my downfall, witnessing my suffering? That should be, if you really believe I'm a Rasha, that should be enough. Why do you have to add insult to injury? And the fact that you do this, you're going to suffer for this. I'm threatening you. Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come to my defense, he will redeem me. He's the one that exists forever, and he will punish you. That appears to be the approach of Rashi.
But if he's talking about as long term as is indicated, it'll be long after everybody, these folks are gone. So it doesn't seem like, it's a little bit late for punishment at that point.
Yep. Okay.
The thing is that if he's looking for long term vindication,
yeah,
then it would seem like he realizes he's not winning. Because in the short term, he's not winning.
But he's hoping for long-term vindication. Short term, you're absolutely right.
He's almost conceding that he's not winning right now.
Short term, he concedes he's not winning. But he has hope for the long term.
Right.
The Targum seems to go fit better like the Mitzudos. The Targum only says the word pur kone, redemption. He does not get into punishment. He's not alluding to punishment. Pasuk
Havav. The Malbim has a very different take on this. The Malbim basically says, these psukim are going in order. He says, okay, now I want somebody to write, for posterity what happened, and carve it into stone so it'll be there, and I know that there will be somebody in some later generation
that will read it.
That will be my goel, will come to my defense.
It's a person. It's not Hashem.
It's not Hashem.
Okay. That's the critical difference between the Malam and the Ra and the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos adds in to the Pasuk Hashem. That's the very important, that's very gvaldik. That's really what, that's go back to the Mitzudos. He adds in this very powerful idea Shehashem Hagol Nafshi. No, the Malbim says. It's not Hashem. There's going to be a human being. There's going to be a human being later in later generations that will be my goal. He will present a case before the world to real to see that I was right and my friends were wrong. Excellent. Okay. Pasuk Chavav. The achar oiri nikpuzos umibisari echeze eloka. This is very difficult. Let's just right away jump to the mitzudos to understand this pasuk. The achar oiri, the imkol zeh, despite all of that's going on, rabu makoisi, my wounds have been intensified. Ad asher shabolo oiri. Not only has the flesh, the ore worn out. Shavu gamesu etzem hazos. My bones are broken. Im kiyisi roye eloka. It's as if I see Hashem. Umasig also bedavar dover ha'efshar yoser mima shani roye umasig b'sori. Now. This is very difficult. It doesn't say here the word bones. Okay, the word bone, the mitzudos adding into the pasuk bone. Where does it say the word bone?
Well, what did it have before? Were the bones in his leg?
But that was before this describing his pathetic state. But ori sorry dovka atzmi.
What is Zos referring to? What is Nikfu Zos? After my ori, or whatever that means, after the decay of my ori,
Something else. So we have to assume it means to break. Mitsudo Sion says to break. So this after my skin has decayed, must be my bone has broken. And so what is the meaning of my bone being broken? It means a deeper intensification of the pain. One more time, the words of Mitsudo. V'acharoyim kol ze rabu makolsi ad achar shebolo oiri. After my skin decayed, shavu gameso etzem hazos. Now, im ki hayisi. Now, what does this mean? These are very hard words. I don't have clarity. Im ki hayisi roye eloka.
By looking at my skin and seeing what I have, you can determine a certain degree of my pain. But internally, I'm broken also, and that you can't view
from the outside. So you could only see my skin being decayed, but you can't see my bones. You can't sense the pain, the internal pain that I have. That's unique to me. Im ki hayisi roe eloka, umasig osi bedover ha'efshar, yoser more mima shani roe umasig basari. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can see more than I can see. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi here says, Rashi pasuk chavav, v'achar ori nikbuzos v'heim einam noistim lev l'goali. So continuation according to Rashi, they are not paying attention to my Redeemer. Ela achar makas ori, after my skin has been smitten, nikbu the nikru hanikita Hakanita, the Haridifa Hazosha Marti, Shili Kinoike Fichoitech Bori, it's cutting off my flesh. After my skin, my bones are also broken. Umivisari, my flesh, Echaze Eloka. Okay. Maybe I'll go back and try to prepare more for this pasuk tomorrow. I'm not really clear on this pasuk, so we'll leave it with this. Yeah, what does he say?
Malcolm seems to say he's responding. They told him before, you know, you'll get better. So he says, after all of this, you really think that I'm going to get better and I'm going to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
Impossible. Beyond the point of hope. Okay. All right, let's stop here. Yeah.